USA Radio News.
The Department of Justice Inspector General's Office announced on Wednesday that one of their own employees leaked a draft report to the media that included non-public information. Fox News reports the investigation showed the worker abruptly resigned right before they and other employees were asked to submit sworn answers to a questionnaire regarding the unauthorized disclosures to the media. A New York judge says he's close to releasing Donald Trump from a contempt finding only if the former president meets certain conditions. One of those conditions includes paying $110,000 in fines accrued for failing to turn over documents in a state civil investigation. Judge Arthur Engoron said on Wednesday he'll conditionally lift Trump's contempt finding if he submits additional affidavits by May 20th. This is USA Radio News.
What life insurance policy is right for you? Ethos Life makes it so easy. It's all online. You go to ethosliferadio.com. That's ethosliferadio.com. Click Get My Quote. It will take you to a cool online calculator where it will estimate the coverage and monthly cost. Then you can play around with the slider. Change the amount of coverage and cost so you get what's right for you. And when you are ready, just click Apply. Answer a few questions, and that's it. No doctors, no medical exams, no blood tests. It takes about 10 minutes. It's easy, risk-free. It's one of the best things to do for your family's future. You are in control, and you get the price that's right for you, right now. The best rates are available through this exclusive radio offer. Go to ethosliferadio.com. That's ethosliferadio.com. EthosLifeRadio.com. Go get your quote now.
Senator Rick Scott has an idea to fix inflation. He says President Joe Biden should resign. The Florida senator repeated his stance on Wednesday on Fox News, torching the president's economic policies and his confusion when discussing the issues.
Look at what his accomplishments. It's the opposite. I mean, we're in horrible shape. He doesn't even know what state I'm from. I mean, you said he was supposed to give his ideas on inflation yesterday. What were his ideas? Oh, it's everybody else's fault but his. So we know he can't do it. Let's be honest.
It's the end of an era. Apple announced it's discontinuing its music player, the iPod Touch. When the first iPod was launched in 2001, it could store 1,000 tracks. Today, there are more than 90 million songs on Apple's streaming service. The iPod Touch was designed by the same team that later invented the iPhone. Apple last updated the iPod in 2019. This is USA Radio News.
Gunsmoke, Fort Laramie, have gun, will travel.
Frontier gentlemen,
Luke Slaughter of Tombstone.
The greatest radio shows of all time, classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On many of these radio stations or online, just search for classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. That's classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox.
Former Vice President Mike Pence is weighing in on the country's skyrocketing gas prices.
Former Vice President Mike Pence is pointing fingers at the White House for skyrocketing gas prices. He accuses President Biden of using Putin's war on Ukraine as a scapegoat for his own shortcomings.
But high gas prices and inflation are not the result of the war in Ukraine. High gas prices are the result of the war on energy.
Speaking at Rice University in Houston, Pence saying that if the Biden administration really wants to help out at the pump, they should get out of the way and stop restricting the oil and gas industry. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The FDA said it will allow baby formula supply to be released from the shuttered Abbott Nutrition facility in Sturgis, Michigan, on a case-by-case basis. In February, the agency warned consumers not to use certain powdered infant formula due to contamination concerns. But the backlog of families in search of formula won't be fixed overnight. GOP Representative Ashley Hinson, who's also a mom, spoke with Fox News.
We've asked the FDA simple questions about how they're going to make this supply chain resilient for a product that parents and families need.
And the first guilty verdict came down this week against an illegal migrant netted under Texas Governor Greg Abbott's border program. For USA Radio News, I'm Katie Lewis.